Therapy is a show that delves into the intricate world of the creative mind, interweaving great music, lively guest interviews, and insightful discussion. And now, here are your hosts.
Hey, welcome. This is JP Chi. You're listening to Sound Therapy on CJSF 90.1 FM. We've got a great show coming up. You've got Lisa Walker from Galerie Gachet is going to share us some great stuff about the gallery and an exhibit that she's got going on for the month of December. And we have also a conversation with the people behind Touched by Fire, which is run by the Mood Disorders Association out of Ontario, and they had an exhibition at the Royal Ontario Museum. And also live playing music is Coco Love Alcorn, double nominee for 2010 East Coast Music Awards.
Yeah,
so she'll be playing some music in between the breaks. But first, just a couple messages.
What do you mean Risa has HPV? It gives you genital warts? Oh, that's disgusting. HPV doesn't always have symptoms. Well, how do we know we don't all have it? It can cause cancer too? Why don't we know more about this? No, I haven't seen the ads on campus. Just give me that website address again. Get informed. Get screened. Get tested. Visit hpvinfo.ca.
Exams and essays are fast approaching. Wouldn't it be great if you could have better concentration, problem-solving abilities, memory, and mood heading into your exams? Get a leg up on your classmates by starting your day off with extra energy and brain power from a healthy breakfast. Whatever your reason is for not eating breakfast, we've got a solution.
I'm not hungry in the morning.
Chances are you've skipped breakfast for so long that your body's hunger cues are no longer working in the morning. You can start with a small item, like fresh fruit or yogurt, and add to it when your body gets used to it. Your body will thank you in the long run.
I don't have enough money to eat breakfast.
You don't have to eat a gourmet breakfast, you just need to eat something. Plain oatmeal is fast, nutritious, and very affordable. It only takes 2 minutes in the microwave. Toast, eggs, and fresh fruit are also very economical.
I don't have time to eat breakfast.
Set your alarm 5 to 10 minutes earlier, or try taking your breakfast with you. You could eat dry cereal or cereal bar, fresh fruit, a bran muffin, a container of yogurt, a bagel with peanut butter, or a bottle of milk or soy milk.
I'm watching my weight.
Skipping breakfast can lead to cravings, overeating, and binging later in the day. Those who skip breakfast can end up eating more overall.
Visit our nutrition webpage for more tips and our feature recipe. You can find us online at students.sfu.ca/health.
Okay, we're back. Are you hungry? That was a great breakfast PSA at 7.03 p.m. So if you're in Germany, you know what to do. All right, so we've got Coco and Lisa Walker in studio. And we're going to start with Coco. We're going to leave the surprise with Lisa and her exhibit a little later. So just hold on. But we want to talk with Coco, who's back in Vancouver.
Yes.
Welcome.
Hi.
And you got a show this weekend?
Yeah, playing Saturday night, December 12th at the Rio Theater. Woohoo!
Nice. And you recently were nominated?
Yeah, I just found out a few days ago I've been nominated for 2 East Coast Music Awards. That's very exciting. One for Songwriter of the Year and one for Female Artist Recording of the Year.
Nice.
Yeah.
Great, we're going to have to get you to autograph parts of the studio here, so we're in the presence of stardom, so it's all good.
I brought a pen.
And you have Mr. Richmond here.
Yeah.
He's the, I'll give him the mic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to lean in, man, lean in.
You're in the studio, you get to talk.
Awesome, here I am talking.
So who are you, what are you doing here?
What am I doing here? I guess I'm the main promoter of the show for Coco. We met last spring. April 17th, yes, when she put on a show, and came up with the crazy idea of doing another one, and here we are, and we have to mention who's playing with you, right?
Yes. Matt Epp from Winnipeg will be performing with me on the 12th.
Cool. I've got Matt, I saw him on your YouTube. That guy's got the biggest beard on the Lower Mainland. Like, he's like, it would take my whole family like 100 years to grow that. It's just very full. It's very cool. So
yeah.
Just should check that out in addition to Coco.
Yeah, if you go to YouTube and search Coco Love Alcorn, it'll pop up, or Coco Matt, Coco Love Matt, something like that. We did a few, we basically videotaped one of our rehearsals and posted some fun clips on YouTube. And actually, we just posted one today of us riding bicycles around in Toronto and Matt acting like a total goofball. It's awesome. He even high-fives a random pedestrian while on the bicycle.
Nice. They don't know how special that was until they see the YouTube.
Yeah.
Cool. All right, we'll get you to start us off here.
Sure.
And what do you got for us?
Speaking of bicycles, why don't I play one of my songs about bicycles?
Good segue.
Yeah. Hey, hey, I gotta get to the east side. Hey, hey, don't wanna do it on the inside. Hey, hey, burning time in a traffic line. Hey, hey, burning gas, where's the parking sign? Hey, hey, it's too far for me to walk. Hey, hey, it's 5K and then a block. Hey, hey, I know a better way to get there. Hey, hey, with no cab or bus fare. I got a bicycle, I ride around. It's the sweetest way to get to be I found. I got a bicycle, I ride around. I'm like Supergirl, I never touch the ground. Hey, hey, some days I'm going super fast. Hey, hey, and there's cars stuck in a mass. Hey, hey, and I feel super kick ass. Hey, hey, as I squeeze through and fly past. Hey, hey, I wonder what they're thinking. Hey, hey, as they're sitting there and stinking. Hey, hey, I hope they're thinking, holy heck. Hey, hey, I should get a bike and use it. I got a bicycle, I ride around. It's the sweetest way to get to be I found. I got a bicycle, I ride around. I'm like Supergirl, I never touch the ground. Every day in this city we're living in, there's the potential for going crazy, but I'm not giving in, 'cause I found a way to release all the pressure and to feel like we're living a life of leisure. I got a bicycle, I ride around. It's the sweetest way to get to be I found. I got a bicycle, I ride around. I'm like Supergirl, I never touch the ground. I got a bicycle, I ride around. It's the sweetest way to get to be I found. I got a bicycle, I ride around. I'm like Supergirl, I never touch the ground.
Nice.
Woo! Nice. Yay, bikes.
It's a good day to ride a bike today. You can do it.
Yeah. Actually, a friend of mine, Paula, I'm just visiting in town, and she's managed to locate a bicycle I get to borrow for the next 5 days. Yay! Nice.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to get to Lisa. Welcome. Surprise. You're in studio on microphone. So Lisa's from Galerie Gachet, which is a cool artist-run center in Gastown. And, tell us a little bit about Gachet.
Well, Galerie Gachet is collectively run. It's based around the mandate of art as mental health. So I think there's about 18 people on the collective right now. And we basically make all the decisions together all the time. It's a really amazing process, and it's definitely an eye-opener for me to be a part of an art collective like this. It's definitely changed my experience in Vancouver as an artist.
Cool. So it's been around for quite a while, right?
Yeah, I think since 1992. So, cool. Yeah.
And how long have you been a member for?
Almost a year now. I think it's, almost a year. So I'm pretty fresh.
You're a newbie.
Yeah.
Nice. You went to school here for art?
I did. I went to Emily Carr. I just graduated last year. I got my photography degree.
Cool. We're going to delve into your mind here for a sec.
Oh,
so
no.
What... how do you become an artist? What is it? Like, do you just kind of wake up and is it...
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You really are going to pull out all the stops here.
I told you I was going to grill you.
Yeah, but I thought you were joking.
Trust his face.
I don't know. I mean, I have always wanted to be an artist since I was a little kid. I've been drawing ridiculous pictures since I was very tiny, and my parents still have them all. Anytime anyone asked me what I wanted to be when I was a kid, I always said an artist. And so now I feel like I've gotten to the point where I'm having shows and it's really exciting. But it's still really hard, and it's still hard to say I'm an artist because it seems like such a strange... People don't expect you to say that, and when you tell them you're an artist, they're like, so how, what do you do? Like, how do you make money? Like, so it's been a struggle, I think. It's kind of like coming out to be able to say that I'm an artist now.
And the one thing about Gache, too, just from, you know, my experience, is that it advocates for mental health, and it's the downtown east side, which is even edgier than an artist, you know, just, I guess, regular artist. But how does that change your perspective in terms of what you're putting out there now?
I guess my involvement at Gache has been enhanced because of its location. I think it's really important to have that art center in that space where it is, especially because it relates so well to the surroundings. And I think it's really vital to have it there and have a voice for mental health and to show that art is a really important part of society. I think it's really amazing that it's there. In terms of my own art, I'm not sure that I've related directly to the downtown east side necessarily. So I'm not really sure if I can answer that question.
It's still in progress.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. We don't have to answer all the hard questions. Throw them out there. But okay, well, we're going to get to your show that's running in December in a little bit, but we're going to get Coco back on again if you're cool.
Sure. It was interesting what you said about Lisa, about being direct, like your work not necessarily being directly inspired by the surroundings.
Mm-hmm.
But I find that so interesting that I don't know, creating, like you're soaking up everything that you experience, and then it comes out in a photograph or a drawing or a song, and then sometimes you see those direct references, and then sometimes you don't know where something came from.
Yeah, definitely. Like, I mean, I'm definitely influenced by my surroundings, but not necessarily specifically the downtown east.
Right, like you might not go outside and draw a picture of what you see on the corner, but you'll take home that feeling of what you experienced that day, and that might end up in a piece of art as like the shade of blue you choose, like 2 years from now or something.
Mm-hmm.
It's cool. Day life.
Nice. I love this.
Yeah.
The artists are coming out, and this show is like a blank canvas, eh? So.
Sweet.
Yeah, whatever we want to do.
Let's paint some shades of blue and purple on
it. Let's do it. It's great on radio. We'll take pictures after. You're a photographer, right? So.
Yeah, let's take some photos and like tag us on Facebook.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, nice.
Oh, and by the way, if anyone's been wondering how Jay dresses for the radio shows, he dresses awesome. He's not just in here in some like ratty old t-shirt. He's got a nice jacket on, a sweater vest, nice button-down shirt.
Cowboy boots.
He's looking fly.
I know. I would have worn my Coco Love Alcorn shirt, which is spectacular. But I wore it out, like, I was just like, it needed a rest. So
yeah, no, I hear you.
It's beautiful.
You should wear your Lisa Walker t-shirt next time.
I don't have one. Hello.
I'm just kidding.
You're going to make one? Press it through your computer.
Put it on the list.
Yeah,
Lisa Walker shirts.
Yeah, so you're on the clothing, your husband designs those?
Yeah, my husband's a graphic designer, and we do lots of fun stuff together. We do hand silkscreen posters a lot of the time, and our clothing line is all secondhand pieces that I buy from all across Canada, and I take them home, and we silkscreen things like bicycles and robots and flowers and my name and face all over them, and slogans like nerdy and flirty. Which kind of shirt do you have?
I've got the Fiori bike one with the green, military. I think it's a military shirt.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I could stand in just in the military with a Coco shirt.
Nice.
Need to make pants, though.
Yeah. It's on the list. Oh. Got grand plans.
Nice. The full Coco wear.
Yeah.
All right. So.
And we've got Chris with us.
Yeah.
Hey,
Pitch
Chris.
In. Come on.
Hey, Chris.
Don't be shy. You got a nice toque on. You matched the blue in the studio. How did you know that?
I matched the blue with the art, right?
Yeah, that's right.
This is the shade of blue for today.
Tell us about the Rio. What is it?
Oh, what isn't the Rio?
Yeah, what is it?
The Rio. Oh. We are a totally multimedia venue. We've been open and operating the way we are for about a year and a half now. We do a lot of first-run movies. We do midnight movies on Friday nights, double bills. $10, two movies. Coming this Friday would be The Room.
Should I look it up?
No, I know this. It's The Room and something about Santa Claus and Martians. You might want to look that up.
Yeah,
it could be a trivia question to win some free tickets to
you
the Coco Love
it.
Show. I'll phone in.
Oh, yeah, that's a good
that's
idea.
Right.
What movies are, should they email you and say what movies are playing at the Rio on Friday, and then they can win free tickets to my show, the Rio on the 12th?
Yeah,
that
sounds
like a
perfect.
Good plan.
Okay,
all
so
right, here we go.
It's, you got it. Oh, you need my email, right? So it's j.peachy@yahoo.com. So how many have we got to give away?
Well, it depends on how many people get the question right, I guess.
Oh, really? You're giving that many?
No, I don't know. A few sets, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So we'll be liberal with it.
Yeah.
And so jay.peachy@yahoo.com. And let us know what two films are playing on Friday.
Friday at midnight.
At the Rio.
Two films starting at midnight?
Yeah.
Party.
Just stay over.
Holy heck. Yeah, and then just, you know, camp outside and you can see my show on Saturday.
Yeah.
I'll be there with Matt Epp from Winnipeg, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right, you're going to take us another one?
Sure. Maybe I'll do that song that you were talking about outside, Revolution.
Nice.
This is the song that's up for that East Coast Music Award for Song of the Year, and I also just shot a music video for this in Toronto a few weeks ago. Nice. My first ever super, super crazy pro music video.
Like a real one.
Yeah, like got a much fact grant for it. And I showed up. There was like a crew of 20 people and a really fancy crane that could move the camera in all sorts of angles. And it was very exciting.
Nice.
So that'll be coming out in a couple of months. Very excited. Here's the song.
Black is the color of the blood we let from stone and earth. Red is the color of the blood we spill to claim its worth. Gray is the color of the haze spun days we're living in. Green is the color of the fuel for the fire my hope runs thin. We need a worldwide revolution. Restitution, retribution, resolution. We need a worldwide revolution. With preservation, no hesitation from any nation. Black is the color of the good, rich soil we sow with greed. Red is the color of the ink we use to buy for free. Gray is the color of the manifest destiny. Green is the color of the old growth shade I long to see. We need a worldwide revolution. With restitution, retribution, resolution. We need a worldwide revolution. With preservation, no hesitation from any nation. do 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 Black is the color of the good rich soil we sow with greed. Red is the color of the ink we use to buy for free. Gray is the color of the manifest destiny. Green is the color of the old growth shade that I long to see. We need a worldwide revolution with restitution, retribution, resolution. We need a worldwide revolution with preservation, no hesitation from any nation. We need a worldwide revolution with restitution, retribution, resolution. We need a worldwide revolution with preservation, no hesitation from any nation. We need a worldwide revolution.
Nice. I feel like revolting right now. Just, it's great.
Do you feel upset to your stomach?
No, not revolting.
Yeah. Oh, not revolt. Oh, okay,
no,
sorry.
No, yeah. It's maybe after the show we'll go. Yeah, just protest on the lawn of SFU. Coco made me do it. All right, so we're just gonna take a bit of a break, and then we'll get back to Lisa and her show.
Artists Against War is a group containing artists of all media and disciplines with a desire for peace and justice for everyone. What they have to offer you is art, in body, shape, and soul. They create art for a more peaceful world. Examples of their provocative events include 3 naked bike rides in protest to consumerism and oil dependency, and a painting composed of the blood of 15 people. For more information, please visit them on their website at www.artistsagainstwar.org.
Did you know that there are actually 7 dimensions of wellness? Physical, emotional, social and cultural, career and academic, spiritual, financial, and environmental. Take the 7 Weeks to Wellness Challenge, designed to get you moving and improve your overall wellness. All SFU staff, students, and faculty can register for free at www.healthycommunity.ca/SFU. Health and Counseling Services at SFU is offering tons of other workshops and events this spring, including hands-on cooking classes, straightening out back pain workshops, and mindfulness sessions. For a full listing of events, visit students.sfu.ca/health/events. You can also join the Healthy You, Healthy SFU email list at health_promo@sfu.ca.
Hello, we're back. This is CGSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from beautiful, sunny, and cold Burnaby. It's cold -1. So if you're from another part of Canada, don't laugh. It's like really cold. It's a wet cold. That's what we like to say here. And yeah, you can listen to us online at cjsf.ca, streaming podcasting, and 93.9 Cable FM. And TELUS HD TV channel 706. So you can listen to us on TV, but you'll just see a blank screen. That's not what we look like, but you can just hear it through the TV. I don't know why they do that, but we have to tell people. All right, so we've got some great guests in the studio. We have Lisa Walker from Galerie Gachet and Coco Love Alcorn, who's been playing some great music over the past little bit. Lisa Walker's got an exhibit happening now. It just opened?
Yeah, it opened on Friday. It was amazing. A lot of people came. I was so ecstatic.
Nice. It's always good when people come.
Yeah.
So tell us about it. Like, what's inspiration, the whole story?
Oh, geez. Your questions.
I know. I'm trying, you know, it's radio.
Well, it's called Migration Patterns, and it's a photo show about the idea of home. So I feel like home is such a relatable topic for a lot of people to explore, and it's such a personal show for me, but the feedback that I've gotten is that a lot of people have really connected with a lot of the pieces, because home is so, we have such specific ideas of what home is, and it's different for each of us, but the photos that I've taken, even though they're super personal to me and they look exactly like home to me, I'm from Kitimat, Northern BC, so I'm really pretty far away from my home. I don't go there very often, but the photos are just images of the feeling of home, of the feeling that I miss of home. And I found that a lot of people have seen them and like reacted emotionally to them and been like, yeah, I know what that feeling is. I don't know how to explain it. I don't know, like, I know that's your dad. It's not my dad, but it looks like my dad, you know? So it's like, it's been such an interesting process to show it and be worried that nobody will relate to it and then have such a like really warm response to it. And it's a photo show, but a lot of the photos are, alternatively processed, so it's not just like straight up photos on a wall. It's like photos that I've done in the darkroom and manipulated them, or it's photos that I've made using special chemicals and exposed them to sunlight. So it's a whole bunch of different ways of making photos, as well as exploring this whole feeling of the whole like sensory feeling of home. Hmm.
Nice. I can feel home right now just hearing you explain it, because I've seen the art.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So do you feel like when you do something like expose a photo to sunlight and then it fades it or something, that might bring out a certain quality of emotion in the photo? Or
yeah, definitely. I think the process of making the photos, not even just taking them, but like actually producing them, was also part of the show. Mm. And like added to the experience.
Yeah, cool.
Mm-hmm.
You, when you were saying that thing about it's, there's a like a photo of your dad, and people that walk up, they know it's your dad and not their dad, but they still feel dadness coming from it. It made me think of, there's this one photo when I was a baby, and it's a photo of me and my dad, and he's looking down at me, and there's so much love on his face. It's overwhelming. It's like he's looking at his 2-week-old infant, just like going, wow, I made this human. And mm-hmm. I think anyone, I mean, probably everyone has like one sort of family photo like that, that just radiates love. And you anyone that looked at that photo could probably tell that that's a dad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Dadness.
Yeah.
Photos are powerful.
They are, totally. And the photos that I put in the show aren't, you can't like, they could just be people. They're not necessarily, mm-hmm. like, there are quite a few family photos that I've, like, taken and reworked and reprinted them and incorporated them in other photos, but I think that they come across as kind of super personal, but still really, like, universal, I think.
Which
like
is really great, because then people can look at it and kind of let their emotions or minds go in different directions. Like, art's supposed to take you on a journey. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
Hey, Chris. What does home mean to you? Is this your home, Vancouver?
It is now, yes.
It's not Richmond.
No.
Sorry, I had to throw that in there.
Everyone does. It's great. It's an ongoing joke. I don't mind. What is home to me? Well, my children, who are listening right now, Aiden and Kaylee. Hello.
Hello.
You're beaming with dadness love right now.
I know. If he only had a photograph right now, capture this moment. Home, it's vast, because I'm originally from Ontario. I moved here 12 years ago, so my home that I don't see a lot of the time, or very often, seems so far away. But I spent so many years there, but now I've spent a ton of years here, and this is definitely my home. But It's hard to define home, I think. It is, I guess, whatever it is. Because your home changes all the time, right, yeah. Coco? Being on the road?
Maybe home has multiple definitions. Like, sometimes home is a feeling you get one night somewhere where people welcome you into their... Like, I travel a lot. I'm constantly touring across Canada. And